It's been a challenging year so far for Wisconsin's farmers. A wet spring delayed crop planting on many farms, and disputes between the U.S. and its trading partners have caused uncertainty about where agricultural goods will get sold. That's all adding to the problem of already low milk prices, something that's accelerated the rate of farm closures around Wisconsin for the last several years. Brad Paff is the Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Secretary Designee Paff, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with our weather in Wisconsin and how it's affecting our farms. A very wet spring, delaying planting. Can you talk about what you're seeing out there and what kind of impact it's having on our farmers?
Well, without a doubt, Mother Nature is always the last one in order to make the determination on what's going to happen. We had a very cold and snowy winter, and this spring has been quite wet. Wisconsin farmers are very hardworking and very resilient, and they are getting their crop in the ground, but it has taken some time. But for the most part in the state of Wisconsin, at least in the southern part of the state, we do have our corn and our soybeans planted, and we're beginning first cut hay. But it has led to some challenging and stressful nights for our farmers.
I understand that there was a risk of being too late for full levels of insurance coverage, of crop insurance coverage. Did most of the farmers, did most of the crops get in under the wire for that?
For the most part, they did. However, again, there was a lot of stress and there was a lot of back and forth conversations that family farmers had with their neighbors as well as their crop consultants and their crop insurance agents to make sure that they can continue to have risk protection on the crop that they put in the ground.
Now, your agency recently warned farmers about accepting illegitimate loans as they look for financing to cover their spring operations. What kind of things are out there that they should be worried about?
Well, without a doubt, the market price for farm goods isn't at the level that we'd like it to see. In fact, over the last 4 years, farmers have experienced some pretty low prices when it comes to dairy as well as corn and soybeans and other crop commodities. As a result of that, it's never easy in order to make ends meet, but there are some farmers that were looking in order to make sure that they had lending to put their crop in the ground. And a number of different various lending institutions decided or sought the opportunity to come into Wisconsin and provide that a different form of lending. And we at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our Farm Center, as well as working with the Department of Financial Institutions, we've been hearing various stories from accredited agriculture lenders as well as farmers themselves saying, hey, you may want to take a look at this. We've been contacted by a firm or firms from out of state that are offering us lending opportunities that may be too good to be true.
Can farmers reach out to the state if they're getting those too good to be true offers and they want to make sure it's legit or find out if it's not?
Oh, I strongly encourage them to reach out to our Farm Center here at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We seek that information. We want to learn more if there are lending institutions or individuals that are acting as lenders claiming that they have low-interest loans available for growers.
You mentioned low commodity prices. I wanted to follow up on that. Very low prices of milk, in particular, a big challenge for dairy farmers in the state. Farmers don't have control over the price of their product. Neither does the state. But are there things your department and the state are trying to do to help out?
Well, you are correct. Farmers, for the most part, are price takers and not price setters. Now, we do work hard in order to provide opportunities. As farmers, they work hard to provide opportunities in order to set their own price by, for instance, joining cooperatives or trying to sell directly to a local marketplace, may it be through a farmer's market or some type of community-supported agriculture. But for the most part, for the vast majority of our agriculture producers, they are selling into a larger marketplace and they cannot set that price. But what can we do? What are opportunities? Well, there are opportunities in order to do more to sell our products locally, regionally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. Wisconsin last year, in July of 2018, Former Governor Walker, working with System President Ray Cross from the University of Wisconsin System, established the Dairy Task Force 2.0. We had 31 individuals from around the state that volunteered and stepped forward and spent an awful lot of time, and they came up with 51 different recommendations of what we can do as a state in order to try and capture more of the consumer market share when it comes to dairy, but also what we can do in order to try and provide more avenues of profitability for our family farmers. Agriculture in this state contributes $88 billion annually to our state's economy. It is one of the top economic drivers of our state's overall economic health. One out of every 9 people in this state that have a job that is related to agriculture. Making sure that we connect the dots between our consumers and our family farmers is extremely important. And that needs to be done in all 72 counties. Agriculture is not just a rural economic driver. It is an urban economic driver as well. Southeastern Wisconsin is a strong economic agriculture sector. When you look at the heavy manufacturing of equipment that's taking place, as well as the food processing that's taking place in the Southeast Wisconsin. So, all Wisconsinites, all 5.7 million people that live in this state and all 72 counties are impacted by what's happening on our family farms.
Talking to Brad Paff, head of the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We've talked a lot about agriculture, a little bit of consumer protection there. Let's get into the third part now, trade. A lot of concern about the impact of tariffs on Wisconsin exporters. That includes agriculture. It also includes manufacturers. What are you seeing happen in Wisconsin right now?
Wherever I travel, people talk to me about what's happening with these international markets. We in Wisconsin are blessed. We produce more food than we could possibly consume. We have to find a market for these food products, may that be a local market, regional, statewide, national, or international. International exports continue to grow in our state. In fact, last year alone, we exported over $800 million in agriculture and food products to 147 countries. That's what we did in 2019, our first quarter of 2019. So the first 3 months of this year, we exported $800 million of agriculture and food products to 147 countries. Now, the vast majority of that, our top three export markets are Canada, China, and Mexico. They make up well over 50% of the exports that we are selling. So anything that's going to impact those three markets has an impact on the family farm, it has an impact on our rural communities, and it has an impact on our urban community. All people in the state of Wisconsin are impacted by this.
What are you looking forward to now that this back and forth with China is still going on, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is still unratified by the three countries? What big question marks are on the horizon for you when it comes to exports?
Well, I think we need to recognize the fact that our farmers seek certainty. Our farmers seek stability. Our farmers understand the fact that, you know, it's costly to participate in agriculture. Mother Nature may not always participate or assist at times. It may rain too much or it may not get enough rain. But they're willing to step forward every single day and do their very best work, our farmers are. And what they seek is they seek someone that will continue to promote their product. They want people to be able to tell the story of agriculture and to promote the products that come from our family farms. But they seek certainty in markets. They've worked hard to develop these markets. May these markets be in Canada, may these markets be in China, or may they be in Mexico. And I think we need to recognize the fact that we can't just turn these markets on and turn these markets off. We need to make sure that we are reliable suppliers to consumers from around the world, because we cannot eat and consume all of the food products that come from our farm fields or from our dairy farms. So I have been doing everything I can to make sure that we here in the state of Wisconsin. I communicate with our family farmers to know that I will do what I can to make sure that markets are available to sell our products. I am happy that the governor's 2019-2021 biennial budget recognized the importance of local, regional, national, and international markets, and he's put funding forward to be able to move our products. He recognizes the importance of that. Our farmers recognize the importance of this, and they recognize the fact that anything that we do in the short term is going to have could have long-term impacts with our trading partners.
Secretary Paff, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate it.
Brad Paff is the Secretary Designee of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He was with us to talk about the challenges Wisconsin farmers are facing after a wet spring, international tariffs, and low milk prices.